was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
It's already here. You go.
So are we on the air?
Yeah.
Holy moly!
So
what happens when they?
Who's up at 7 o'clock switch? Anyway?
Well, I am up at 7 o'clock.
There were not very many people on the road, though. I like commuting at 7 o'clock. I only want to do it once, though.
You're not up at 7 o'clock.
I was today. Well, I was walking my neighborhood. I thought my neighbor was going to fall over. He comes out the door and he's like, "Nah, what are you doing here?" Hey, so you're joining Aaron Ryan and Mark Kett, in case you haven't figured that out. We're usually the hosts of, Mark's the host of Sovereign Minds, Saturday mornings at 8. And I'm the co-host of We the People Radio, Sunday mornings at 8. So we're an hour before our normal time. We're hanging out for Carl and Linda. We don't know where they are. They were headed to Southern California yesterday, but my phone was ringing off the hook, and that's the only part of the story I got.
I think they were going to a gold digger convention.
Just to make that clear, that's Dean Martin's gold digger.
Yeah, not like your normal run of the mill gold digger.
I said that to somebody once, and they gave me a really ugly look. I'm like, no, I'm not talking trash about her.
She was actually on the Dean Martin show. And she was one of the dance girls that,
She was the youngest one.
Yeah, they considered her the baby, youngest. I guess. Yeah.
So big reunion where? Palm Springs?
All I know is they're on their way to LA.
It's a reunion at an undisclosed, location.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Yep.
No.
And I don't know what the theme song was, or I would have hummed a few bars.
Yeah, I can't remember the theme song. You know, the only thing that comes to mind is that Red Skelton tune.
I told Mark we'd have fun, so apparently we've come here just to goof off.
We're just going to goof off for a couple hours instead of working.
So let's see, for those people who have a pen in their hand at 7 o'clock in the morning, the phone number here is 530-605-4567. We have a fairly loose agenda for the next 2 hours. So if you would like
to,
of course we do, but we'd like to hear from you. So if you'd like to call in, do that. If you want to get on the chat, kcnr1460.com, and we'll hurry up and log in so we can meet you at the chat. Meanwhile, Savannah's got the weather because we never do weather. I'm like, she goes, "Do you want to do the weather?" I'm like, I'm just going to say it's sunny out. So that's mostly it.
It's hot. I'm getting hotter.
You do it the right way. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, currently it is 68 degrees, and it looks like it's going to get to about 107 today, so it's going to be pretty
darn hot. See, I would have skipped that part.
I know. And then Saturday is going to be 109, and Sunday is going to be 108, so it's going to be hot and sunny all week.
So flat.
You left out the word evil.
You know what I heard about Redding? I heard it's like the number two, like, sunniest place in the United States.
And we are only 2 miles from the sun, which explains the heat.
Exactly. Right.
It's like Baghdad, only different.
Yep.
I told a lady that once on a plane, that we were only 2 miles from the sun. She goes, "Wow, it's really hot where you live." I go, "Yeah, but we're only 2 miles from the sun." And then she kind of looks at me with this blank look after she told me her husband was a scientist, by the way. And she says, "I didn't know anywhere on earth got that close to the sun."
Wow.
And it was like, let your husband know that one.
It's like global warming only.
Yeah. I'm sure her husband's like, "Oh, honey, did you say that out loud?" She was a really nice lady, but yikes.
It's it's James Brown hot, kind of hot. Wow.
So feel free to use that line. It's a lot of fun.
Well, weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Every day?
Every day.
Well, what a guy.
Yeah, yep. RC's a great guy.
All right.
He is a great guy.
So, real fast, we are going to do our Wells Fargo Market Minute, and today we have Kathy Lathrop Cummings on the phone. Good morning, Kathy.
Good Good morning, Savannah. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 24 points at 15,523. The S&P 500 is down 3 at 1685, and the NASDAQ is down 27 at 3583. Active stocks today include Microsoft down $3.09 at 32.35, and Advanced Micro Devices down 65 cents at $3.98. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 7 cents at $23.14, and Exo Group is down 7 cents at $12.38. In the bond market, we are finding lower yields this morning, bringing the 30-year yield to 3.58%. Over in the commodity markets, crude oil is down 11 cents at $107.71. Gold is up $10 at $1,295.50, and silver is up 8 cents at $19.47. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Well, thank you, Kathy. And you can listen for our Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday mornings at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR, brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. You can call them at 243-7561.
Well, what should we talk about? I mean,
I think we have to talk about advertisers.
Oh, do we have advertisers to talk about?
Remember, she said, we have to take a break, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And we said, wow, this is a great job. We get to take a break really early. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. That was like 5 minutes ago.
My friend Mark. He has a little Alzheimer's problem.
A little short-term memory problem there from the 60s. That's all old over.
Well, welcome to old people, Savannah.
Hey, I resent that.
She's like, what? So you're listening to KCNR 1460 AM this morning. We are community radio for the North State with a twist of fun. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of earning less than 1% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? Does the volatility of gold and the stock market make you nervous? Then if you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, Tom Wood has a personal annuity that may be right for you. There is only one contract available as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. This is available to only one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526, 244-PLAN. Tom offers other annuities as well, but for one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License 0B85106.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Yeah.
Nice.
I love
that
song.
And that is More Than a Feeling.
Yes, by Boston.
You play, see, we said we were old. So
yeah, see, we can do this.
We're playing music out of our era.
Yeah, this is good stuff right here. Love that song.
Uh-huh. See, back then you didn't have to have moves. You could just like the song. So much easier.
Yeah.
I mean, we're here with two people that are way younger than we are, which is actually humorous. They're looking at us like we might be Pet of the Week.
It's like, name that
what
too.
What a good segue, eh? Okay, so we're not Pet of the Week, but we have the Pet of the Week in the studio with us with the Pet of the Week. Are you called the handler?
Sure.
You the sitter, the transporter, or the handler?
Any of the above.
I'm gonna keep my mouth shut over all that stuff.
Get in. Okay, so we have questions.
Okay. Well, let me start off by telling you a little bit about the dog I brought with me.
There you go.
The dog I brought with me this week is named Callie. Callie is about a 7-month-old. We have her as a pit bull Jack Russell mix, believe it or not. Kind of an odd mix for dogs. But, you know, she's perfect. She's about 35 pounds, mm-hmm. 7 months old, really, really calm, which she obviously doesn't get that from the Jack Russell side of her.
No, but she's the colors of the Jack Russell.
She does. She's that white with the tan on mm-hmm. her, you know, and her head looks like the Jack Russell. She's just like a really large.
She's like a big, tall, thin Jack Russell.
Exactly. That's exactly what she looks like. Callie's really, really sweet. That's why I brought her this morning. She's super submissive. She walks great on a leash. I mean, you can't ask for a better dog for only being about 7 months old. I mean, most dogs that are 7 months old don't walk on a leash well. They don't know sit, and they're just all over the place. And Callie, you know, she just comes up, kind of sniffs everybody.
And then sits down.
And then she sits down. She's happy, like, oh, okay, you know, you pet me, I'm okay now. She is quite the cuddler, though, too. We were just sitting out here in your lobby, and she climbed all the way up on my lap.
Uh-huh. She doesn't seem to be afraid. She's not... If you put your hand by her, she doesn't wince or act weird.
No,
or...
she's not afraid of people. I would say that she's kind of more nervous of the world. You know, she's still young, so that's why I think she's just real submissive. She's just not secure with all of her surroundings.
She's got a real kind eye, you can tell.
Yeah. She's very, very calm. She's actually so calm and kind that we have her rated for a family with kids of all ages, which is really rare for a dog that's medium to large size. Because they can easily knock over a small child and not even mean to.
Yeah, so. She wouldn't actually probably do that.
How old is she?
7 months old.
Oh. Mark's getting Pet of the Week.
I got so many pets now.
Linda, the number is 605-4567 if you need to call in and stop this transaction.
I just bought a goat. What are you talking about? I don't need
we have one of those too.
Really? The goat is the same color.
Have you seen the goat?
Yeah, you showed me a picture. Oh, okay. Actually, except for the ears, you know, obviously because the ears are different, but they're very similarly, they would be a great pair.
Nah, dogs and goats don't really mix all that well, you know.
Spencer, I'm really trying here.
Well, we'll find her a home. If anybody out there is interested in her, they could stop by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653. We do want to remind everybody out there, we are running a special on spays and neuters for pit bulls and pit bull mixes. For the whole month of August, it's only $20, thanks to a grant from PetSmart Charities. So give us a call, schedule your appointment. There is only a limited number of spaces available for that.
Well, that's cool.
So ask for Callie.
Absolutely. Well, Callie's already fixed, so.
No, but she knows all about it.
Yeah,
she's got the inside scoop.
Kind of been there, done that, yeah.
Yeah, no, really, really a nice dog. So do you do this every, you know, so random information. Do you come here every week? Or
I am here every
like
Friday.
Fridays or something?
Every Friday I get up at 4 a.m. I'm clocked in at 5 a.m. and I go to KRCR first and we do our Pet of the Week there and then you guys are our second stop.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's fun. So, so how do you pick them?
You know, I just go through and I try to find the dog that's been there for the longest or the animal that's been there for the longest that needs that little bit of extra push to get out the door. You know, Callie, in her instance, she's just a generic dog. There's nothing about her that screams, adopt me, adopt me. You know, you walk through the kennels and she's just quiet and lays there. She's one that will easily get passed by.
Really?
Even though she's a great dog.
You would think people would like a dog like that.
You would think so, but people pass them by all the time.
Wow. It depends on what you're looking for in your dog.
They like to take the high maintenance ones.
They do. They like those what we call highly adoptable dogs. You know, the little tiny Malteses and poodles and stuff like that. When really there's a ton of other great dogs that are looking for homes too. So just slow down when you're walking through the shelter. Make sure you look at everyone. They all are looking for great homes.
Outstanding. Jeez, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Oh, never got to meet the Pet of the Week. I didn't know we did that. We're not here on Friday morning. What am I doing at 7:20 in the morning?
You didn't even know the radio was on at 7:00.
I didn't even know there was another 7:20 until today.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. You and Callie have a great day. Where do you go now?
We are off to another station.
Nice. Well, you live the dream.
All right. Thank you.
It's kind of a fun job. What was I doing when I was, gosh, I was allergic to dogs though, so I really couldn't have done his job, but.
I'm not sure we want to talk about what you were doing when you were young, when he's his age.
What the heck? Did you see that? There was this bus that all of a sudden got right into the thing and then ran over. It was that sound at the beginning. You thought it was a motorcycle. It wasn't. It was the bus. Mark was.
It was the
up.
Bus. I was getting ready. Yeah, I was driving the bus.
Exactly. All right. So we're going to thank some more advertisers in a nice, lovely list that Savannah's got there. She's so patient. She just like smiles at us. She doesn't give me the old round 'em up sign like Bob does. Bob gives you the round 'em up sign, and he starts to look stressed.
I think she has another look.
I know, she's like, for God's sake, just do it. Do it right now.
The big eyes.
That was the deer in the headlight look right there.
The bulgy eye. Yikes.
Either that or I need some medication.
She's got the Rodney Dangerfield bulgy eye.
Yeah, because of a thyroid problem.
People are like, wow, bad visuals this morning.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back with you in 2 minutes. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
That was Mark, by the way. That wasn't me.
I didn't say anything. I know nothing, just like the administration.
So you gave him the old... Yeah, we'll try to keep that to a minimum.
Sorry.
Hey, we have David Spady on the line with us this morning. He's not from Americans Prosperity. He's in Montana at the moment. But he's with Americans for Prosperity doing a documentary on our favorite topic, wolves. David, are you hiding in there?
I'm here. Glad to be with you guys.
Yeah, give us the skinny on, I didn't write down your funny in between title. The title of the documentary hasn't been determined yet, but he had something funny.
What was it?
Well, it was, wolves in government clothing.
Yeah, there you go.
in the case of, most of the wolves that are in the lower 48 now, they've been reintroduced by federal government programs, and it's really been, in most cases, a disaster. And that's the purpose of this film, is to expose what happens when the federal government comes along and tries to force humans and wolves to coexist. And it's one thing to have wolves out in a remote location in, you know, the backwoods of Canada, Minnesota, or Alaska. It's a completely another story when they're forced to interact with humans and livestock. And in almost every case, it's a disaster.
See, I was thinking love at first bite.
Didn't, but I think they did a vampire movie with
that. Yeah, so I'm sorry.
Probably a bust. Well, we have lots of history with wolves, and we were chatting yesterday about the kid cages in New Mexico that people don't think exist. However, you have pictures of them.
Kid cages?
Yeah. Yeah, Mark's unfamiliar with the kid cages. Educate my friend here, would you, David?
Well, the kid cages are something that are very real in New Mexico, and I first heard about this a couple months ago and really was in disbelief as well to think that we would be putting kids in cages at school bus stops while wolves run around outside the cages because we need to protect our children. I found sort of hard to believe. So I went to a little town of Reserve, New Mexico about 2 weeks ago to see this firsthand and actually film them. And they do exist, and they're not in some, like, super remote location. I thought when I first went out there that I would be driving miles from any town to see these kid cages. But the one I was at was maybe 5 miles from the little town of Reserve. From where the kid cage is, you can actually see probably as many as 20 homes. So this is not some far-out backwoods location. And it's in this corridor that has a lot of wolf activity. Family lives right behind it. Has it's a single mom with 4 young children. They've had wolves in their yards many times, killed their pets, attacked their horse. They used to have, I think they said, 200 chickens. They're down to nothing. They've killed all their chickens. And the kids, when they would get on the school bus, would see wolves sitting in the field right across from where the school bus stop is. So their mom used to have to drive them down and sit in the pickup truck till the school bus came, or when they were dropped off, and she of course worked, they wouldn't have any place to go, and unless she was there to pick them up. So it was a real problem until they began to put these kid cages in place. But that's still a real problem, because why are we putting kids in cages while we have this wild, carnivore, this predator, apex predator, wandering around these communities?
Yeah, so otherwise the wolves basically stalk the kids, and the parents are not allowed to shoot the wolves if they're coming after their kids.
That's right, and this is the wolves in New Mexico and Arizona are the Mexican gray wolf, which has not been delisted. The timber wolves that were released in Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming as part of the Yellowstone experiment have been delisted, so the state is managing them to some extent through hunting. But that's not the case in New Mexico or Arizona. And in fact, the single mom of 4 did shoot a wolf that was in their yard. It was a very aggressive wolf, and because it had just attacked her horse, she wasn't thrown in jail, but the authorities told her, had you shot that wolf, even if you're saying it was under, it was threatening your children because it was in your yard, you could go to prison. Because it had actually bit her horse, and her horse is still lame from that, they did not press charges against her.
So for all those people who think that, the wolves are great, and we'll just endanger them, and then we'll have more, like, we need more. And if they become a problem, people will just be able to, they'll be able to handle that. None of that's allowed. That completely changes the dynamic. And the difficulty of protecting yourself is monumental, yes?
It is, and, the status that wolves have, especially with environmentalists. They've really taken on sort of a, almost like a godlike status within the environmental movement.
Hey, hang on, David. She's gonna, look at her. She's heavy-handed us. She's gonna make us take a break right now.
She's from Montana.
She's from Montana. What the heck? What can we do? We'll be right back with you. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State.
From the Fox Business Network, disappointing earnings from the like of Google and Microsoft are taking a toll on Wall Street today. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down about 40 points. Meanwhile, companies operating in more than one country could be facing higher taxes. The plan designed by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development would shape the international tax system so it reflects how global companies now operate. It aims to reduce gaps that the organization says can be exploited by multinational corporations to artificially reduce their taxes. The plan was introduced today at the G20 meeting in Moscow. And the marriage rate in the U.S. is at its lowest level in a century. According to the National Center for Family and Marriage Research, the marriage rate has dropped nearly 60% since 1970. It now stands at 31.3%. Some of the factors include couples wanting to test the waters before getting married and that more young adults are pursuing college and advanced degrees. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at novb.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-222-222-1234.
me to go? Okay.
We were whistling.
We want to let you guys know that this show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Stop by and see Steve Roberts and the crew today at Crown Motors Reading, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Ram dealership serving Reading and the surrounding areas.
Nice.
Crown Motors Reading carries a selected selection of used cars, trucks. I blew it. Selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. They take pride in their vehicles, and they sell and strive to succeed in great customer experience and satisfaction. Was that shiny?
And now the dismount.
And is that shiny?
That was probably a 9. I think the East German judge gave him a 9.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, who else? Do you want me to go again?
No.
Yeah, go again.
Now we have to. All right.
I could do.
You tell us about Tiger Field. We got to get back to David.
That's right.
David has to go do Montana-ness.
It's your.
He has Montana-ness to do.
Saturday Night Baseball producer Bob Martin here. Of course. Also, that reminds me, Aaron. Do we know who's on the on We the People this Sunday?
Yes, we have people that will be at the event that David's going to talk about after you talk about the baseball.
Outstanding.
Go figure that, huh?
Yes, but I'm here to talk about baseball. Tonight is a special night. It's the 90th birthday celebration for Tiger Field in Reading. And the Reading Colt 45s and the Humboldt Crabs will get together for Old Timers Night and the 90th birthday celebration this evening. Pete Pullion is the only surviving member of the old Reading Browns, and he'll be honored in the celebration along with the former Brown Ray Perry's daughter, Christine, who will throw out the first pitch. So again, that's happening tonight at 7, Old Timers Night at Tiger Field in downtown Reading. The Reading Colt 45s taking on the Humboldt Crabs. Now, as you may know, we've been doing Saturday night baseball coverage of the Colt 45s all season, and tomorrow night will be no exception. So listen for tomorrow night's game between the Colt 45s and the Humboldt Crabs here on AM 1460 KCNR. Tomorrow night, Saturday night baseball, 7 o'clock, our own Nate Abarea will call the action here on KCNR. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. See, I knew he'd do a better job than I did.
Who names their baseball team the Crabs? Who is that?
The Humboldt, of course.
Humboldt Crabs.
Humboldt Crabs.
Makes total sense now.
Could have been the Humboldt Fog, but that just doesn't have any punch, you know.
The Humboldt Drizzles?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, when I was over there, the Humboldt Crabs were a big deal because there was nothing else to do. All right.
We also have another team in the league called the Walnut Creek Crawdads, not to be confused with the Crabs.
They live by my mom. Go figure. It's better than, never mind, I had a lot of alternatives on that one. Not because of my mom. But anyway, so let's cut back to David Spady, because I know he's got stuff to do. All right, David, we've got an event coming up this weekend that you're contributing to, and you've got some video coming to me on FedEx, actually, in the morning. That'll be in Yreka from 2 to 5 and Doris, beautiful downtown Doris. Actually, Doris is 2 to 5, sorry. Yreka is 1 to 4. And we'll give you all that information later. But we'll be talking about wolves. Can you give us a little sneak preview on the guy that's actually coming to do the speaking on that topic?
Sure, yeah. The topics that will be covered will be wolves, issues like road closures, and basically government's heavy hand on rural America. And the speaker we have coming to talk about wolves is a rancher from Idaho. Actually, we have three different ranchers that are going to be part of the discussion. The first one is Casey Anderson, who's a rancher from Idaho, who's also become a wolf expert. He's had a lot of his livestock killed. And so in the process of that, he's done a lot of research to determine the wolf impact on livestock, and not just on the predation where you actually have a kill, but what happens when these cattle are nervous and are moving around much more than they are normally because there's wolves and these predators that are a continual threat to them. And so he's got a lot of new information he's going to be sharing that has actually not been shared anywhere else. So that's going to be very exciting to hear about. And then we have Ramona Hage Morrison. Now, the Hage family are big ranchers out of Nevada, and they just won a real significant case with the Supreme Court on property rights, one of the most significant in a long time, that really upheld their local property rights as ranchers in Nevada. So she's going to be talking about that particular case and property rights in general from a legal context. And then Danny Martinez is an Arizona rancher who's also a constitutional expert and has had a number of cases that he's won fighting against road closures and things like that. So it's going to be a very interesting group. And, you know, when you think about the issue of property rights, a lot of people will think about that and say, well, if I'm not some landowner, it doesn't really impact me. But President Howard Taft, who was also U.S. President and Chief Justice of the Supreme Court after he was president, said at one time that liberty combined with property rights has done more to advance the cause of civilization than any other thing man has created. And if you think about the implications of that, and I think he's right on, that what's happened with our experiment with liberty and property rights in this country has had a tremendous impact on the entire world in advancing civilization and in giving us the standards of livings and the medicine and everything else that we have. And that's what we're talking about when we say property rights. We're talking about protecting not just landowners, but people to have the right to do what they want towards their objectives when it comes to how they want to live their lives. And the fact that that combination is so critical to how we live our lives today and will in the future. And so these are going to be very good events, very interesting and eye-opening, and certainly worth the drive to Wairika on Saturday or Doris on Sunday.
Yeah, I just wanted to add a little bit to the property rights thing. What most people don't understand about property rights is it's not just about real estate. Money is property. It gives you – property rights means you have the right to own things, because the alternative for the individual having the right to own things is who else owns everything. Well, is that the state? Well, when you turn over your property rights to the state or the government, that means that you don't have the right to own anything like in a socialist or a communist country, for example, which means that, you know, they could come in and drain your bank account and you don't have anything to say about it because money's property. Yeah. So there you have it.
Yeah. So when we talk property rights, it isn't always, you know, giant ranches, but the issues that we're all facing this stuff, and you're looking at what's happening in the rest of the world. I think that sometimes it's the rural communities, though, that'll pull together and put these things, put these kind of events together, because in the bigger cities, you just don't, you know, people are a little bit oblivious. It hits them last.
Well, and the production is directly tied to property rights as well. Is the reason that we became the greatest country in the history of the earth and the most productive is because property rights gives you the right to keep the fruits of your labor. If you no longer have the right to keep the fruits of your labor, what's your incentive to produce? You know, and after a while, you know, guess what happens? Just kind of like what's sort of happening around the world right
people
now.
People become shiftless.
They become, you know, where's mine? And gee, who's going to take care of me? And why should I work when I can get free cell phones? Sell them for drugs.
And if you think about rural America and what they provide for the rest of the country, it's food. And we
exactly.
Take away their incentives and their ability to even make a small profit or even survive, you're impacting the food supply.
Right.
And yet governments, you know, attacks seem most aggressive on those communities because in many cases they're more vulnerable. You're dealing with, you know, smaller numbers of people and less ability and maybe sophistication and everything else that you would have from, you know, a political sense or a legal sense, and they come in and see them as easy prey for their agenda.
Well, you end up with a situation like you had in Russia, you know, back in the 40s and 50s. You know, one of my relatives actually came out of Russia, and he said that on the collective farms, you would see maybe 16 people out there sleeping in the field and one guy sitting up on the piece of equipment looking for the government agent to come. As soon as the government agent, they spotted him down the road, then they would all jump up and start working like they were really producing something. And as soon as the government agent left, you know, they would all go back to sleep again because nobody had any incentive. There was no property rights, so the government would just come in and take anything you produce. So what's the point? You end up with everybody's yeah. standard of living going down and food production way off.
Hey,
yeah, I've seen some of those guys on some road crews.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. hey, David, can we hold you over through one more little clip here?
Sure.
That'd be all right? All right. We're going to come right back with David because we had a couple other things to ask him, but we better thank our advertisers or we'll get busted as the fill-in hosts. You're listening to 1460 KCNR.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering. Things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire.
Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Are you tired of earning less than 1% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? Does the volatility of gold and the stock market make you nervous? Then if you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, Tom Wood has a personal annuity that may be right for you. There is only one contract available as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. This is available to only one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526, 244-PLAN. Tom offers other annuities as well, but for one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License 0B85106.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Twisted Sister.
Love it.
See the Mark's video? All about Twisted Sister.
Yeah, you betcha. You see the video on this one? This guy's like running up and down the stairs. Got this big blonde curly head looking weirdo.
I think Mark's seen the video. What do you think?
I've never seen it. I think you have.
You have rejoined Mark and Aaron, the fill-in hosts today with our new best friend, Savannah, who knows how to push all the buttons over there.
I do.
Before we go any farther, I want to talk about Orchard Nutrition.
Do it.
Okay, this portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring an in-store deli and Reading's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. The North State's nutritional experts, Orchard Nutrition... Shush. 221 Locust Street in Redding, California. Or call 530-244-9141.
That's like MMA advertising. Sorry. Mark's got him down. He's all, do it! Do it now! Get over there!
And in this corner.
Exactly. Yeah. I like it. Okay. David, obviously we don't host the morning show that often. We're not really all that... They're throwing stuff at us. Hurry, say this, say that. It's like, oh, we don't do that normally. On the weekend, we don't have news. We don't have weather. Oh, we have one little blob of news, 5 minutes of news. And the rest is like, we just make it up as we go. Hey, so give people a little eye on what they should be looking for. Let's go back to what you're doing on the wolf thing, really. Because that's the part that people really misunderstand, especially the folks who don't live in an area that's been, overrun, as they say. What can they expect if they decide to list these things?
Sure. Well, I think the thing with communities and wolves are that you may have some people within local communities, think, well, it might be okay to have wolves here. We can coexist with them. They almost give them, a teddy bear type status. It's a cute little animal, and there's not any issues with interaction with humans. But once you see wolves in communities, and you can go to talk to people in Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, New Mexico, or Arizona, they're living with these wolves, and you'll find, you know, almost 100% opposition now. Some of the ranchers I talked to in Arizona said, look, we at first were supportive of this, and we thought there were ways to mitigate the conflict with the predators and the livestock. And now that the wolves are there in full force, they said there's absolutely no way they can coexist, and they're 100% opposed. And the problems a lot of these small communities have is that, you know, the local opposition is really ignored by the federal government and government projects like this, where they decide they're going to do this to a community, and they don't ask the community's permission, they force it on them. And when you have, you know, community hearings or, you know, public comment, it really doesn't mean anything to a preconceived agenda that is going to be forced on these communities anyway. And that's where people need to know how to fight back. And if there's going to be the threat of a Northern California introduction of wolves, there needs to be, you know, a lot of public outrage, and it needs to go all the way down to Sacramento. But, you know, people in San Francisco and Los Angeles might think wolves are a great idea in Northern California. They're not going to be dealing with them. They're not going to have to live with them day in and day out. And we've really got to paint the pictures for these people of what it means to have kid cages in your community,
mm-hmm.
and what it means to have, you know, your source of food being threatened by, you know, this predator. Also, people can feel good about adding some apex predator to an ecosystem.
Yeah, and what do you think the point is? What's the excuse they use for, you know, that this is such a, and this is an expensive project. It isn't like, you know, we flip a switch and then poof, you know, we have, and just in case people are not familiar with the term, when he talks about an apex predator, it's like top of the food chain, you know, the top of the pyramid. So it's taken us years to eradicate them.
New Mexico costs somewhere between $600,000 and $1 million for each one that's released.
There you go.
And if it's a problem wolf and they have to recapture it and try to rehabilitate it and let it out again because it's going straight into where, you know, the humans are or going right after livestock, you know, there's additional expenses. So it's a very expensive project for the taxpayer and ultimately an unnecessary one. Basically what we're doing is we're introducing something that's costing the taxpayer money to pay for livestock that's been killed. It creates a huge burden for, you know, local ranchers and, you know, local communities that they wouldn't otherwise have. So there's a great expense associated with this. And it's all about bringing back this, as you said, top of the food chain predator to ecosystems and how that's supposed to, you know, help these ecosystems thrive the way they should. So when they introduced 66 wolves into Yellowstone as part of a Yellowstone project for that ecosystem, obviously the effect a few years later were thousands of wolves running across Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming. You know, they're not something that recognizes boundaries. And so their experiment there, you know, has been a real problem, not just for the surrounding states, but also even within the park. The elk population in Northern Yellowstone Park has been decimated. It's down 80% of what it was before the wolf.
Wow.
There are almost no moose anywhere around Yellowstone in the greater Yellowstone area now because they're easier prey because they don't move around in large groups when they have their young. So the impact on, you know, sportsmen, on wildlife, on livestock, you know, there is a reason why wolves were eradicated in the lower 48. They just do not coexist well with humans.
Well, on that happy note, David, we'll let you get back to beautiful Montana and working on your film. We're looking forward to having you on the radio so we can promote it. And we're looking forward to the title most of all. Will you keep us posted, all right?
I heard wolf flagellants causes global warming. Is there any truth to that rumor?
Make sure and include that at the end of the movie. Thanks, David.
All right, well, hope lots of the community can come out and join us for these events on Saturday and Sunday.
Exactly. Saturday, July 20th, 1 to 4 p.m. at the Wairika Community Theater, Doris Community Center, Sunday from 2 to 5. We're going to be right back with you. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, Water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Spring Water. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Spring Water is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Oh, yeah. Another oldie.
One way
name
or
that
another.
Tune.
One way
don't
or
look,
another.
Don't look, don't look.
Okay. It's One Way or Another. Uh-huh. I'm going to get you.
I know, it's a good IRS song.
Hold on, I got it. I know who it is, too.
Okay, not Brunetti. It's Blondie.
It's Blondie. I already knew that.
Brunetti was a good clue though, huh?
No, but I hadn't quite
You're
got
like,
there
what
yet.
What does Brunetti mean?
Brunetti. There you have it.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, so I am tasked with the special, special job of reading about Alliance Heating and Air. And, you know, the good part of this is you totally... I hope you don't need them this weekend, but if you do, you really are going to need them, so you should really get a pen and write down the number.
Does that make any sense?
What, the slapping sound? No, or the, I thought, if you, I hope you don't need them, but if you need them, you need their number, right?
Kind of a double negative.
Exactly.
Maybe.
221-2642, that's Alliance Heating and Air. Old-fashioned values, because quality doesn't have to cost more. And it's, Savannah already told us it's going to be 195 degrees because we're 2 miles from the sun. And so at Alliance Heating and Air, they service and repair all makes and models. Good, you know, that's good for you. 7 days a week, 24 hour a day. So that means this weekend when it's 195 degrees, you're going to need them. Do it right. Stand by it. And customers will see the value. So Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642.
Maybe our next bumper music should be Sunspot by Bob Seger.
I like it. Get right on that, will you?
I will, actually.
I was going to say, do you ever talk? She's all nodding.
We need to start playing Indian poker with the, holding up the signs.
Yeah, program notes. Savannah was nodding.
I was nodding.
She's like, these people have no concept of time. They're very hard on the radio person because they've got to take these breaks. We got news.
They ramble. Yeah,
there you go. All right, so what's happening now? Are you pushing the button?
Are we going into a break?
It's time.
I knew it. We kind of ran over a little bit.
Just like that. A minute's gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, just in case you thought we were going to go away, we will be back for another hour of fun and frivolity. Oh, it never ends.
Oh, boy.
Are you going to say the officialness, or do we do that?
Nope, it's just time for a break.
Right on. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
That's what some of Detroit's creditors are thinking now that the city has filed for bankruptcy protection. He's just held a news conference. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper following this live.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder says going through Chapter 9 lets the city of Detroit address its $18.5 billion debt issue and present a plan to those owed money.
Currently, those creditors have a situation where they don't know what they're going to get paid and if they get paid at all. Going through this process will allow us to give them some certainty to say this is a debt that can be paid and will be paid.
Emergency manager Kevin Orr says the filing gives them breathing room and he hopes to announce more deals made with creditors and debt holders soon. He says the city will continue paying its bills and employees. Lisa?
Jennifer, thanks. The heat wave that's hit more than 20 states this week is deadly. In Philadelphia, where it felt like 106 degrees yesterday, health officials confirm the heat was a factor in the death of a man who died at home with a box fan running in an open window and air conditioning that apparently wasn't being used. More fuel for the fracking debate. Preliminary results from a landmark federal study of drinking water around one drilling site. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
It may not end the debate over the safety of hydraulic fracturing or fracking, but it does strengthen the hand that operates the drill. The Associated Press reports after a year-long study, the Department of Energy has concluded that fracking for natural gas did not contaminate drinking water at a drilling site in western Pennsylvania. Using special dyes to tag the fluids used, the study found the chemicals used to coax the gas out of the ground stayed thousands of feet below the aquifer. Lisa?
Mike, thanks. And that study does continue. A judge has just denied BP's request to stop payments for claims from the 2010 oil disaster in the Gulf while a probe of the claims office continues. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 7 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 7 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 7 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 7 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 7 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 7 years. That's 7 entire years, till the year 2020. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 7 mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%, APR 3.08%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 7 mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
More than 3,300 firefighters are now battling to save more than 2,200 homes southwest of Palm Springs, where what's known as the Mountain Fire rages on. It's still at 15% containment. It's now scorched more than 24,800 acres. At least 3 minor injuries reported to firefighters. So far, they've only agreed to disagree on Capitol Hill about how to change an education law.
The House is expected to vote today on what's called the Student Success Act, which would strip the federal government of its power to set standards for students in schools. It would replace the federal school blueprint known as No Child Left Behind. Supporters say the bill would restore local control, empower parents, and support innovation. Democrats contend it would cut school funding and allow states to lower their standards. The White House has promised a veto, and the Senate's working on a very different education bill. In Washington, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
There's late word of an emergency landing, a flight from Manchester, England to Chicago, safely diverted to Ireland's Shannon Airport by a mechanical issue. Later turned out to be related to a heat sensor in the cargo department. Again, it was a safe emergency landing. No injuries. If you want to sell a T-shirt with Rihanna's picture on it, you need her permission. That's what the Grammy winner's lawyers are arguing in London's High Court as she sues a fashion chain that initially called their shirts Rihanna Tank. After she complained, they were renamed, but they kept using her image. The store Topshop is arguing it's a flawed assumption that only a celebrity or her successors may ever market or license the marketing of her own character. Now it's in the hands of the judge. Wall Street stocks are lower. The Dow is down 24 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
God, that always reminds me of F Troop. I don't know why.
Yeah, Agarn and Sergeant.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the Fakawi Indians?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell them that it's sunny and it's going to be 195 degrees because we're only 2 miles from the sun.
It's going to be 195 degrees.
Yes.
Sunspot. You forgot sunspot, baby.
Actually, it's only going to be 73 degrees. Well, it's only 73 degrees right now, but it's going to get up to 107.
And what is it in here? In here, it's probably a cool 75.
It is cold.
I like it cold. Yeah. There's more of me than there is of you. Which leads us to the new, that was my segue to the nutritional minute. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah. Actually, we're going to do our Wells Fargo Market Minute. We're going to do our Wells Fargo Market Minute with Kathy. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Savannah. Good morning, everyone. At this time, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 35 points at 15,513. The S&P 500 is down 1 at 1687, and the NASDAQ is down 25 at 3585. Active stocks this morning include Microsoft down $3.46 at $31.98, and Bank of America down 11 cents at $14.65. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is up 8 cents at $17.08, and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 37 cents at $45.15. Turning to the bond market, we do find higher prices there this morning, which has lowered the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.49%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 30 cents at $108.11. Gold is up $6.90 at $1,292.40, and silver is up 4 cents at $19.43. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thank you, Kathy. You can listen for our Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday mornings at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR, brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. You can call them at 243-7561.
Okay.
Now are we segueing to your health?
Now it's time for Amy with our nutrition fact of the week.
Oh, nutrition fact of the week.
Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. Hey, I appreciate the segue. I thought that was nice.
We were all working out for you, and then they, you know, got the Wells Fargo thing.
It was a good attempt. I appreciate it.
We were all over it just for a second there.
Yeah, we're like steel traps in the morning.
Exactly. So if we were all over it, what would we be doing, Amy? What's our fun fact of the day?
Today I actually want to talk about heat exhaustion since we're coming up on these crazy high temperatures.
195 degrees over the weekend. Yeah, that's
exactly,
going to be huge.
Exactly, 195, yeah. I want to kind of just really quick mention how to recognize it, treat it, and then avoid it. First of all, if a person has heat exhaustion, they're probably going to feel weak or tired. They could pass out or collapse. They'll probably appear pale and have clammy skin. And they could be sweating profusely, and they could have a normal or a high temperature. So the first thing you want to do is get them out of the sun, have them lay down, loosen the clothes. If it's yourself, just remove your clothes. And then if you either want to fan the person or get some cool water on them. And some of the best places to put cool water is the wrists, the back of the neck, and actually under the armpits. And then give them an electrolyte drink, you know, like Gatorade. And if you don't have anything like that at home, then make a small, like, salt water mixture and give them small little sips of that. And then absolutely no medicines, no alcohol, or no caffeine when they're in this state. And watch them closely, because if their conditions don't improve, you want to get them to the doctor. And then obviously to prevent this kind of stuff, make sure in these hot weather you're wearing loose clothes and it's light colors and you wear a hat.
And I want everybody carrying water with them, carrying water or Gatorade with them on these days. Before you leave the house or you get in that car, I want you to have some sort of fluid or liquid with you, preferably water or Gatorade, or something along those lines. And then the difference between heat exhaustion and heat stroke, usually heat stroke, you'll have a very high temperature and the person won't be sweating and their skin will be red and hot and they'll be dizzy and nauseous. And you want to get that person some care really quick. So for the most part, we want to have people avoid this heat exhaustion and take really good care of themselves. And remember, no pets or kids in the cars. Those cars can get up to over 200 degrees.
See, I told you it was going to be 195 degrees. It's in your car.
Yeah. Yeah, get them out of the car.
I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was the clamminess or whatever. Anyway, we burst out laughing. We had to mute ourselves. I think it was when you said take them out of the sun.
Yeah, get them
and
out,
it's like,
get
hello.
Them out of the sun. Yeah, it's like, get them out of the sun. Yeah,
that's like when you call, like, you know, when you call an office and they say, if this is an emergency, call 911. You're thinking, oh my gosh, it's a good thing you put that on your answering machine because I would have never thought of that.
Get them out from under the microscope and the, or the magnifying glass.
The microscope.
I think, you know, sometimes you have to state the obvious, though.
I think Mark Byrne danced when he was a kid. If you feel like an ant under a magnifying glass, get out.
Don't go to the light.
And if you've stopped stopped sweating, you're either not outside or,
Yeah.
Sorry, we don't mean to rip on your health minute.
Yeah,
that's
it's just
funny.
It's like,
no, I'm enjoying it.
The get out of the sun thing just did it for me. That sent me over the edge. It's like, so you're feeling a little out of sorts here. Why don't you get out of the sun?
I was like, this is making me sweat. Holding in all this laughing is making me sweat profusely. I might have heat stroke. But I'm inside. I don't understand that.
She's clammy, though.
Good grief.
I love it.
Oh, thank you so much. That was worth the segue.
Yes.
And that was worth it just for the laughter, because laughter is the best medicine.
Exactly.
And it'll make you sweaty. So, you know, before that 195 degrees come, make sure all your glands and your pores are working properly.
That's right. You're in a good core workout, too.
Exactly. Well, yeah. We have bodies for radio. We already determined that, which is why Savannah segued you in.
That's why we burn. There's more of us.
All right, you Adamsoners, you keep up the good work.
Thank you, Amy.
Thanks, Amy.
You bet, guys. Thanks.
All right, you've been goofing off here at KCNR 1460 AM, and now we have to thank our advertisers who are thinking, please put our commercial on and get those people under control.
Where's Carl?
Actually, when the phone rang a little bit ago, we're like, it's Carl. He's going to tell us to stop this.
Cut their mics.
Stop the madness. All right.
Should we read something?
We're
going to
be back with you.
Or?
She's pushing the button. Look at her.
I'm ready.
Look
all
at her.
Right.
Look at her. She's like an airline pilot.
Yeah.
So many jokes.
Landing this plane.
So many jokes. There's so little time. Hold on to the tail. Okay. We'll be back with you in 2 minutes. KCNR 1460 AM.
Senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. With the recent increase in firearms purchases, now may be the time to schedule an in-home firearm safety consultation. We can recommend storage, advise of transportation laws, and even schedule a day of safety training for the entire family at the range. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 for NRA-certified, nationally credentialed instruction, or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kinda doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, you know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily, and they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635. The Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Are you tired of earning less than 1% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? Does the volatility of gold and the stock market make you nervous? Then if you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, Tom Wood has a personal annuity that may be right for you. There is only one contract available as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. This is available to only one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526, 244-PLAN. Tom offers other annuities as well, but for one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License 0B85106.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Should have put I this like on it. Earlier. You should have put this on earlier.
No, I know.
Hungry like a wolf.
No, this is Duran Duran.
Savannah's all over it.
That's the big hair stuff there. That's big hair bands.
Big hair bands. Yeah. She's like, I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
They look like Woody Woodpecker. You know, they pull the hair up over and do
the oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, they were a big hair band.
Yeah.
You're right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. It's what they did. It's who they are. It's how they roll.
After all that sweating, we decided that the reason that after they get overheated and they're sweating and then they stop sweating when they have heat stroke is because they're empty.
Or they're in the
and
sun.
That's how you know to give them more water because they're empty and they need to get filled up.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get them out of the sun, okay?
So you don't really have to be a medical expert to know that. You could just use logic. But
yeah, I'm thinking.
I'm thinking stay inside.
Yeah, get under the air conditioner. Get out from inside the microwave.
All right, who are you going to talk about?
Am I going to do a Crackmaster? Okay. Yes. Okay. Reading Crackmaster windshield repair. Jeff at Crackmaster can do a guarantee that other shops dare not offer, from small chips up to 24 inches. Go see Jeff and tell him you heard this on Free Fire Radio, located at 3208 Market Street, Reading. Or give Jeff a call at 241-8373, or it'll be a smackdown.
Exactly. Mark's got him in a headlock.
I got him in a headlock.
Get in there and do it.
Get in there and get that Crackmaster guy.
Hey, I've got one. Repaired.
There you go.
We're leafing through the what do you call these? What are these called?
They're just our sponsors.
I know, but they're called like the little reader outer sheets or
advertisements.
They do them so well during the week.
Scripted commercials.
You guys are doing well too, though.
We just make them up as we go. We're not actually. I mean, we have them on paper, but then we just sort of make them up. But see, we should have done this one before. This is Mount Shasta spring water. Mm. Perfect. Perfect.
There you go.
They've been providing natural spring water to our customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since, pick a year. Huh? How long?
54.
1988.
Okay, sorry.
I think it's kind of more recent. It's kind of at the end of the big hair bands. I was just kind of trying to stick with the theme there.
Oh, sorry.
Spring water comes from protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta. That hence the name, Mount Shasta Spring Water. And for more information, you can call them, regardless of where you are, toll-free at 1-800-922-6227 or visit them on the web at, come on, take a guess. KC, what do you think?
KCNR1460.com.
Oh my God. He's lost it. All that laughing, it burned him out. He's mentally exhausted.
Shasta.
It's MountShastaSpringwater.com.
I would have never guessed.
Okay, now Carl's going to call. Take them away. Take the commercial things away from them.
That's like.
Ixnay on the commercial K. What?
Got 1 minute. I'm going to read this other thing. We only got a minute. Might as well read another.
Ooh, because that's another good one for this weekend.
That's right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Stay, what?
Staycation. I already saw that.
Staycation.
I was like, what?
It's like, what does
it's
that
like
mean?
It's like vacation,
they just make up words.
But you actually stay there.
Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Check out their line of houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis. Package deals will fit any budget. Come out and have fun and relax without breaking the bank. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
See, that was so relaxing. That made me want to get a houseboat and go hang out there, because Savannah told us it was going to be 195 degrees, which made me not want to do lots of other things, walk my dog, work in my yard, you know, scribble that off. But houseboatness, yeah, that would be sweet.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Take my Mount Shasta spring water.
Get out of the sun.
Yep. Call the Alliance Heating and Air guys. Have them go work on that while I go out to the houseboat. See, it's all tied together.
Yeah.
It's a perfect package.
It's like a big universal thing.
Exactly. So, let's see. What? You want us to,
yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cut you off.
Man, you know, this weekday deal, this is tough. No wonder Carl talks so fast. You know, on the weekend, there's a lot of stuff. You guys have a lot of stuff during the day.
Yeah, she needs like one of those big hands you put on at the baseball stadium with a big fickle finger of fader, whatever.
Uh-huh, and she gives us the old,
she just points the finger at you, you know, and says, we're going.
We need better props. Yeah, bottom line, true. We need more props.
Yeah, we need some bells and whistles and a few things. You know, those
all right, we're going to work on, we're going to work on that. Coming back with you. And, 2 minutes? Is it 2 minutes?
3 minutes.
Oh, 3 minutes. No wonder these seem to take long. Oh, that's all different too. Three minutes then. We're coming back.
I'm counting.
And we're
going
to thank our advertisers because they're awesome.
I'm waiting with bated breath.
Oh, man. That ruined the whole break. All the outside. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM with your guest hosts, just in case you thought Carl had lost his mind. Mark Kent and Aaron Ryan here.
He did. He let us in.
Mark and Aaron at the helm with poor Savannah.
All right, here we go to our break.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Here's another energy savings tip from Redding Electric Utility, REU. Need a new pool pump? Consider replacing with an Energy Star variable speed pump and save hundreds of dollars per year or more. Operating pool pumps before 2:30 p.m. and after 6:30 p.m. relieves the electric grid. Good for you, great for our community. For more energy saving tips or rebate information, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7300. REU, together we can save energy.
This summer, discover musical theater and the best 50s and 60s rock and roll at Shasta College. Leader of the pack, the Ellie Greenwich Musical will run Thursdays through Sundays from July 11th through the 27th. Greenwich shaped the sound of the bebop generation. Reminisce with 24 Motown hits from the era of Beehives and 45s. Doo-wop classics such as Be My Baby, Chapel of Love, Leader of the Pack, and Do Ron Ron are just a few of the great songs. For more information, visit ShastaCollege.edu/theater.
I'm just going to let it play because we like the one part. Here it comes. Life in the Fast Lane. Ah, yes, the Fast Lane. That's just us trying to get from a commercial break to commercial break.
We actually should talk about something of substance here. Pretty
what?
Soon. Yeah, I know. What we're thinking.
You
what are
you? Fun killer.
You fun buzzkill, you.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about the VA disability scandal. Deny, delay, until they die. This is an article by Chris Street. He has some inside information from some inside contact who we won't refer to as, Mata Hari or anything, but, we know who she is and, we know where she lives and, we're not sure what we should say about her.
Well, you know what? It's all about the folks. Because I'll skip to the bottom of his article. Whoops, I skipped too far. If you do that, that's not good. But bottom line is he refers to the different, and he describes these, the different schemes, and a lot of our veterans have experienced it, as shortchanging our veterans. National statistics for the VA disability adjudications reveal that only 40% of homeless veterans ever reapply for disability benefits. So guess how many times they get denied? Yeah. A really lot.
Yeah, that's like it's the slow walk thing. And this is typical of government, you know, the stonewall thing, you know, put you on hold. You don't get denied or rejected necessarily as much as you just get stonewalled so that you just disappear after a while because you give up.
Exactly. Well, and there are people out there now that I'm sure are saying, oh yeah, that happened to me. And then, if you have to reapply, that changes the start date of your claim, which adjusts your back pay. I mean, at the end of the day, folks who serve our country shouldn't have to feel like they are begging for their benefits. That is just a completely screwed up, and I think the public would absolutely agree with that. That isn't, we always are looking on, for ways to save money. Yeah. However, that's not the place we save is on compensation for our veterans.
Well, what they did was they took the compensation and then paid themselves $194 million in annual bonuses at the VA Veterans Affairs. So, you know, really what they're doing is there's no way you can save money with any of these government agencies because they can't stop spending long enough to get it diverted to the right people. But they'll pad their own pockets and set up their own bonus plans.
Well, he talks about that in the article, that the percentage of claims denied actually factors into something called a payout savings incentive, which is a quarterly bonus. So how do you save money at the VA? You don't pay the veterans.
Right.
So obviously the wrong things are being incentivized. And I know that, at least here in the first district, the congressional office is very much looking into that. So before you, pick up the phone and make their line explode, they're definitely looking into this. And fully aware. The thing that's kind of great, though, the one thing that people have to remember is that there are really good people inside the VA who obviously have provided all this information. So there are folks who want to do the right thing, who are aware of what's going on, and who are willing to talk.
Well, you know, there seems to be a trend that if you're guy who exploits the system for your own benefit, you get a raise. You know, you get raised, you know, promoted over the top of all the guys that are actually trying to do the right things. Because, you know, you look at Fast and Furious, you look at the VA here, you look at the IRS, look at the guys who keep getting promoted into the positions of power. It's the same crew, just a different agency as far as the way they respond and act to the public's needs. You know, they don't care about us at all. It seems like that what they care about is enriching themselves and their own coffers.
But there are always people there, you know, sure. There are always people there doing the right thing. The trick is we have to make it okay for them to step up and say, hey, you know what?
Right.
I'm caught in a system that's kind of a downward spiral here.
Yeah.
Because, for instance, the VA in Oakland, it's tough to be a whistleblower because it's a federal building. It's, heavily secured. No cell phones, no cameras, no recording devices. So how do you get your information out?
Well, they want
that's tricky.
They don't want whistleblowers. It's just like the Snowden guy. No matter what you think about Snowden, he's revealed some big things on the NSA to the public that we kind of all sort of thought we knew maybe that we were being spied upon, but
people made fun of us when we talked about it.
Yeah. To the extent that it is, I mean, so they really punish whistleblowers. And so what I'm saying is the promotional aspects of being in, working for the government is the opposite of what they should be for doing a good job and being conscientious conscience and doing the right thing for the American people and following the Constitution, you get demoted for not following the Constitution, having an agenda, and in a socialist regime, basically squashing anybody who is trying to get the right things done, and you get promoted. What's wrong with this picture?
Oh my gosh! On a random note, headed in. Do we have to go to news? Is that what you were waving over there? I wasn't really watching.
We're going to news.
I was pretending I couldn't see you. It's a new trick I'm perfecting. I just got a text message here, and just in case, it was actually 8:08, so I'm a little tardy. But meow, meow, meow out there. So
yeah,
that was my didn't you ever see Super Troopers? Meow.
No,
license and registration meow. Nothing?
Yeah, it doesn't ring any bells.
Oh, yeah. That was 5 times, by the way, so mark that in my chart. Okay, we're going to be right back with you in 2 minutes. We are here at KCNR 1460 AM. Love to hear from you. 605-4567. Okay, bye.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. The city of Detroit becoming the biggest U.S. city on record to file for bankruptcy with debt as high as $20 billion.
A key element of that is as much as $3.5 billion underfunded to city employee pensions. Negotiations to bargain down that pension debt were going poorly, according to a spokesman. Unions and representatives of the pension funds attempted to restrain the city from filing Chapter 9.
Fox's Mike Tobin, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder saying some creditors are not sure they'll ever be paid. Florida Governor Rick Snyder saying his state's Stand Your Ground law is staying put.
The law has been getting attention in connection with the George Zimmerman case, though the law was not invoked by Zimmerman's defense. A task force commissioned by the governor last year following the killing of Trayvon Martin concluded the law was used appropriately.
Fox Radio's Evan Brown. Progress being made against a mountain wildfire in California covering 35 square miles. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
You own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grillabites restaurant. Grillabites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grillabites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grillabites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground.
come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Dire Straits.
My mom used to say that somebody was in Dire Straits, and I always wonder if she ever heard the song. Probably not.
Like the money for nothing and the chicks for free.
It's been kind of a theme here, along with that 195 degree heat we're going to experience this weekend.
I want to talk a little bit more about this. Oakland VA regional office referred to these schemes as shortchanging veterans.
Yes.
Notional statistics for VA disability adjudications revealed that only 40% of the homeless veterans ever reapplied for disability benefits after being initially denied, and an average of 53 veterans die each day before their disability determination is approved. In Oakland, the files of the veterans that die before their claims are adjudicated are routed to the infamous blue tub before being sent off to site storage, or sent to off-site storage.
Many Oakland employees complain.
I think there's a misprint there. Many Oakland employees complain that these dicey tactics are cause for severe job stress.
Yeah, exactly. How'd you like to be part of that? Especially the employees at the VA that are veterans.
Right.
You know, they see what's going on. And, you know, just a point of information for people. If a claim is still open and somebody passes away, that claim can still be closed and those benefits can still, there are still benefits due to the family. The problem right. is people are dealing with something completely, I mean, they're dealing with the loss of a loved one and they don't often get back to that until much later.
Yeah, last thing on their mind.
Exactly. But if a year goes by, you're in a bind. So if you are a veteran or you're married to a veteran or you're, you know, folks or whatever, just make sure you have a relationship with your veteran service office in your local area. And, if somebody does pass away, please ask them to follow the claim for you, because they'd be happy to do that. That's what they do. The county, has great people here in Shasta County.
Okay.
They do terrific work, and you just have to be on it. There are a lot of things that just that can be handled, but you got to stay on them.
Okay, good.
It's all about the folks inside, and in all these different agencies. The only way it gets fixed is your elected folks wind up working with people who want to get it fixed, and you just circumvent the rats.
Yeah, start firing the rats.
You circumvent the rats. You cluster them all up, and then you get rid of them.
Speaking of rats,
I was going to say exterminate, but probably get my house droned, won't it?
Yeah, you never know. Get the drone. Don't drone me, bro.
Not allowed to say exterminate. Exterminate.
Is that like meow, 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 meow,
exactly.
meow, meow?
That's kind of where I was headed.
I thought maybe she's meow mixing out there for a second. And I guess it's an inside joke.
Tom.
You know who you are. You know who you are out there.
I was being taunted by text.
I want to talk about these rats, though. This investigation, one step closer to the White House on the IRS deal that the hearings, Oversight Committee hearings yesterday, Congressional Oversight Committee. And, boy, I'll tell you, some stuff's coming out. I mean, drip, drip, drip. Here we go. We find out from Carter Hall, who they thought might have taken the fifth, decided to spill his guts and sing like a canary. And so it looks like, this is the committee that's been looking into the IRS targeting of conservative groups and Christian and, you know, Tea Party groups. Not that we would know any of those guys, but
or be one of them.
Yeah. But, you know, targeting them. And then, you know, they've been in the big dance. First, it was two guys in Cincinnati and nothing to do. Now we're all the way up to the chief counsel in the White House of the IRS, who is an appointee. And so, drip, 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 here we go. And, all along the road, it's been denial, 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 denial. And it's getting to the point where, you know, this is starting to look pretty Nixonian, if we can coin that term. And, it could be that, this is once you get to the White House, I guess the buck stops there. Is that how it works? But, I don't know.
It never really does exactly start there. You know, stop there. Wow, that was a Freudian slip. It does start there, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's kind of like The Godfather. You surround yourself with all your guys that you're willing to give up, but nobody wants to touch The Godfather.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we got one more minute, and this story could go on and on and on and on because it is, you know, it seems like the worm is turning. You've got several people that are starting to cough up names, and there was a big deal between Cummings and ISA yesterday. They were arguing back and forth about something that had nothing to do with the hearings, but it looks like that this is going to be trouble for the White House. And
finally,
yeah, exactly. I mean, anybody who thinks that this guy isn't involved in a lot of this targeting is ridiculous. They've tried everything and to spin it all progressive groups. No, there was no progressive groups. It was completely targeting of his political enemies, and that seems to be a pattern across the board. You know,
well, we've seen this before.
Yeah,
you know, we've seen this before, and so with great power comes great responsibility, and oftentimes. Not handled all that well.
Well, you know, I think the biggest difference here that people have missed, and I forget who brought it out yesterday. I was listening to somebody on commentator. I don't remember which one said it. But a great point. You know, back in the day when Nixon was targeting his political enemies, it was the Democrats he was targeting. It was the other political operatives, you know, that were in Washington. This is the first time that I'm aware of where the administration has actually targeted groups of people.
Just based on ideology.
Based on ideology, exactly. Sure. So now if you're thinking something that the administration doesn't like, all of a sudden, you know, your rights are gone out the window. You know, I mean, they took the Tea Parties out of the different elections cycles.
In a lot of cases, two election cycles.
Two election cycles, and we've got a third one coming up here in the next year in November, which is going to be turning over the Senate, which is a huge thing because, you know, I hear there's even criminal charges possibly getting filed on Obama. But if we're going to get this guy out of there with an impeachment, the Senate is so corrupt at this point that it doesn't matter what is done or said about this guy or the evidence that comes out, they won't impeach him. It's absolutely criminal.
Absolutely. And we have a call from Congress when we come back from our break. So stick with us.
Good.
Going to slide in some quick advertising thank yous for our advertisers.
We didn't know we were that special.
Oh, no. We're super special. Yeah. And then Congress is calling. We'll be back. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 800-98-STEEL. You must act now. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335.
Can't have too much Boston first thing in the morning.
Cannot have enough.
You just can't.
Can't be loud enough either.
Hey, so word on the street is we have Congressman Doug LaMalfa on the phone. How are we doing? Do we?
Are you there, Doug?
Are you asking me?
We are. Are you in there?
We are doing well.
You were so quiet. There was no car sounds in the background, so it's kind of confusing.
We got the hotline to Congress.
We got the hotline to Congress. So you're,
no, we're still back here in the Congress in Washington, D.C. right now. So,
we've been working on our accent during the break so we could keep up with you. Oh, my gosh. So what's going on there today or this week, actually? We should probably say what happened this week.
Well, it's been actually a pretty event-filled last 2 weeks here with the way the legislative action has gone here, where last week was the farm bill, which there's a lot of different opinions about that, but what the House managed to do was put out a farm bill that was, I think, a lot more responsible than what we've had in the past. And you know, when we had about 3 weeks ago, there was a vote on it, on one that was supposed to be bipartisan. A bunch of the Dems forgot to show up on it, so that sent it back to the drawing board. And we have one that actually, in my view, came out a little better. It separated food stamps, that whole SNAP program, away from the farm bill portion of the farm bill. And so now we have them as separate issues, which I felt all along was a better way to go. Let's separate these issues and talk about them as each on their own merits instead of having this big conglomeration as it's been for the last 4 years.
Yeah, and people have always wanted, they always thought that was weird that, is it 70 or 80% is actually food stamps in the farm bill?
Right, it's right around 80%. Yeah, is the food stamp program. So we were able to make some significant changes in the farm policy portion of it there, and so the direct payment portion is gone. Farmers now have to be part of an insurance program that they pay into as well, in order to self-insure against either calamity or against prices that drop below a certain, basically break even or make a living target price. So, you know, given all that, I think that was a positive, very positive step. And this week, you know, you heard previously about the president deciding that his Obamacare was going to blow up, so he wanted to put a
what
delay.
What a surprise. We were super shocked.
for an additional year, which in of itself is an okay piece, but he wanted to do it with a stroke of a pen. And last time we looked, it was a law that was passed by the Congress, even though they didn't read it back in 2010. It was passed. And so a president doesn't have that kind of monarchy-type powers to just say, well, let's just not enforce the law. So this week, the House took it up to codify the delay by actually passing legislation. First of all, doing it for delaying the employer mandate on it, but also very important aspect that was left out is that delaying the mandate upon the individual, upon families. So that was the second bill we did basically consecutively here a couple days ago to say, you know what, we should exempt everybody from the Obama health care takeover. And so we've taken the step here. Let's go with the 1 year delay for now. And the more of these things we do, the more pieces we add to detracting from the implementation of this program, I think the more momentum we get towards a repeal sometime later on.
Yeah, Mr. Obama,
We don't have the political points right now in order to repeal it. That's just a fact. It's not going to get through the Senate. It's not going to get past the White House. So we're looking to 2014 with, you know, if the elections go right, maybe we get a Senate we can work with. And by 2016, maybe we get a White House so we can work with it. But in the meantime, we're taking all the measures we can to defund, delay, and head off the implementation of this thing, because it's just going to be a disaster. You know, we have this program called Covered California, which is the California version, you know, for the state, of implementing that health program. So you want to ask a question? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it seems to me that Mr. Obama has a habit of using executive order to pretty much try to do whatever he thinks he wants to do. And aren't most of these executive orders unconstitutional, and are they binding on the Congress?
Well, there's a certain amount of latitude that a president does have executively, and I think, you know, as a practical matter, that he should have a certain amount of powers to do certain things, but they need to be limited, and they need to be already within the constitutional powers or what has legislatively been passed by Congress to give that. You know, I mean, executive, it's good to have a little bit of latitude, but obviously what we see go on, whether he's making appointments to agencies or, you know, how they do the, what do you call it, the vacation appointments or the, you know, the interim appointments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without Senate approval.
Yeah, without Senate approval, and then think that's going to stick, or these executive orders that go way beyond the scope of what a reasonable person would say. You know, a person that obeys the concepts of the Constitution might not be doing nearly as much as they've done on executive orders. So we decided we weren't going to stand idly by and let that employer mandate delay happen by executive order. We agree in concept with the delay. We want even more so just go to complete repeal. But, you know, there's a reality here politically of what you're going to get. And so a one-year delay on both will send the message that this thing is teetering and relieve people of a mandate that is impossible to carry out.
It seems like the whole thing is unwinding and falling apart anyway, because it can't be implemented. I mean, you know, the read the bill deal, you know, I guess they should have read it before they passed it, because it seems to me that this thing is so top heavy that it's not going to do anything that they promoted it to be doing. I mean, it's not going to save anybody any money. There is no free ride, and there's actually going to be less people that are able to have health care in the long run.
They claim that more people will be insured, but some of the people that are dropping out of the program, you might have a net of less people being insured. We're certainly going to see the costs go up, so how it's going to be called the Affordable Care Act, unless you're just going to make the one percenters pay for everything, which is really what they'd probably like to do, it doesn't work. So you have people defaulting into the government system or just being willing to pay the fine and let the government take it over. What the ultimate goal looks like to be is that you're going to have such an unwieldy, unworkable system that they go, instead of this hybrid, let's go completely to the so-called single payer, which means the government's completely in charge. Right now there's this facade that you may have a choice. And under Covered California, for example, you will have, depending where you live in the state, you might have up to 5 choices of what you can enroll in. But my understanding is the more rural you get in the state, the farther away you get from cities, the less choices you have. So, for example, maybe a Modoc in Sierra County, they may only have 1 plan you can enroll in because there's not enough people up there to justify having additional plans, according to those powers that be. So I don't see how healthcare gets any better. You have doctors
they're freaking
that are close
out
to retirement. They're just pulling out. And new upcoming doctors, they don't want to have a general practice. They're going to try and work for a clinic, hospital. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it seems to me, what if half the people in America just decided not to sign up? What would happen? The thing would implode.
Hold that thought. Let's have a suspense break. Savannah's going to blow up if we don't. She's freaking. I can feel it. She's over there. My gosh, we're like way past time. We're going to thank our advertiser swiftly. We're going to come back with the congressman and wrap up our hour. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM.
All right. Come on, come on, come on. rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Johnny Cash.
I was going to let you do it.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Congressman, we've got like a couple minutes left to tell people what they should be looking for and watching for and what they're not hearing about. Do that all in 2 minutes, would you?
Well, we the Obamacare thing is teetering, and the president knows it. And, you know, when we were able to get at least 1/6 of the Democrats to actually support the delay legislation here, they're starting to know it, and they don't want this thing around their neck for 2014 in that election here. But it's up to all of us to do the right thing on that. A couple of people criticized, like, well, you should just let this program hit. Don't delay it. It gives them time to back away from it. But to me, my job here is to not, you know, just let bad things happen to people because they voted for a president that put this in place. Well, maybe 52% of the voters did, but 48 didn't. But we're in a position here that we're supposed to show leadership and say, you know, this is the wrong policy. Let's help people out from underneath it. So that's why I think it's important to go through with the delay, not on just the business side, but also the individuals, which the president was against it on the individual side. And, you know, he had, 5/6 of the Democrats still didn't support that.
Yeah. So, well, and Mark was just showing me a little headline that said that the government will borrow close to $4 trillion this year. So just in case people were like, no, we have to have the healthcare thing. No, we don't.
No, I mean, let's let the doctor-patient
it's just going to aggravate
relationship
the whole
flourish, and let's let the market try and work instead of all these costly regulations and litigation. But real quick, too, today we just passed the Student Success Act with several amendments, And what this does is unwind some of the pieces of the No Child Left Behind that aren't working very well, that are very onerous by 2014. But also it goes after a couple of important things, too. Whereas the White House and D.C. have been able to hold the dollar bills over the heads of the districts, they say, we'll give you this money, but you have to adopt the Common Core.
So does this disconnect those two?
Education program. This is moving to gut that portion so where they're not as susceptible to having to follow along with the Common Core curriculum there. As well, one other amendment made it where dollars can follow the students to other public schools or charter schools as what parents with school choice have been seeking for a long time.
So that is fantastic.
Some good reforms happened here today on that in the U.S. House.
Thank you very much.
Savannah's giving us the axe whether we like it or not.
Savannah's cutting us off. Thank you, sir.
Hey, great being on with you. Have a great weekend.
Hey, have a good trip home. All right, Mark, Savannah, it's been lovely hanging with you this morning.
It's true.
Goofing off. I'm all tired now because we've been laughing so hard.
More coffee.
See you guys with Carl and Linda next week. Bye.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Have you recently changed jobs? Are you about to retire from your company? At Wells Fargo Advisors, we're with you when it's time to make some important decisions about your retirement plan. Don't be among those who end up giving back about a third of it in taxes and penalties. Instead, let Wells Fargo Advisors help you handle your lump sum distribution wisely. Our experienced financial advisors can offer you a retirement plan analysis to help protect your retirement money from taxes without sacrificing its growth potential. For a personal approach to investing, contact Wells Fargo Advisors. In Reading, call Wells Fargo Advisors today at 530-243-7561. That's 530-243-7561. Wells Fargo Advisors LLC, member SIPC, is a registered broker-dealer and a separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo & Company Investments in securities and insurance products, not FDIC insured, no bank guarantee, may lose value. Wells Fargo Advisors Financial Network LLC, member